Josh, over the weekend, Senate Democrats spent a good deal of time talking among themselves about whether this was the right time to release that report. And there are many who believe this is not the right time, that it's a very, very close call, that there are a number of objective reasons why it's, as you just hinted a moment ago, never a good time to release this report. From the White House's perspective, what is the deciding factor that makes this the right time? Other than the political calendar, which suggests if Senate Republicans are in charge of the Intelligence Committee, this report will never see the light of day.
The fact is, Major, the right time will be determined by members of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. That is as it should be. It's their report, and they should make the decision about the appropriate time for releasing it.
The President is chiefly responsible for articulating and defending the security of this country, its embassies, and its personnel. He has to have an opinion on this. He can't be a simple, casual bystander, leaving it to the committee to decide entirely on its own, without any guidance, whether this is the best time.
Well, again, we have been, I don't want to leave you the impression that there hasn't been any guidance, right? There has been communication between the administration and the committee. Again, that is something that they have to decide, that the members of the committee have to decide for themselves. It is their report, and as you've reminded me on a number of occasions, despite the President's priority that he places on the safety and security of the United States of America, the legislative branch is a separate branch of government, and they have oversight responsibilities over the intelligence community and over the executive branch. And so they are free to exercise that oversight authority without inappropriate interference from the administration.